This episode is brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one platform to create your own professional website, portfolio, or online store. It's incredibly easy to use, and every design automatically includes a unique mobile experience that will look great on every device, every time. It starts at just $8 a month and includes a free domain name if you sign up for a year. For a free trial and a 10% discount, go to squarespace.com and use offer code BLOGTALK. That's offer code BLOGTALK.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Franchise Interviews. For over 6 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship. Listen to interviews with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And now, welcome your host, Marty McDermott, and Franchise Interviews.
Hi everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 7 years now, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs all-in-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show today. We're meeting with Tom Epstein of Franchise Payments Network. And Franchise Payments Network is the only payment processing company solely dedicated to the franchise industry. I'm going to talk to Tom about that in just a moment on Franchise Interviews. So stick around, because we got a great show.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 7 years now, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Tom Epstein of Franchise Payments Network, and Franchise Payments Network is the only payment processing company solely dedicated to the franchise industry. Hey, Tom, how you doing? Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Marty. How are you?
I'm doing well, Tom. Thanks for calling in today. We always like to ask our guests, where are you calling from this morning?
I'm in sunny Orlando, Florida today at our corporate office here.
Oh, fantastic. It's always a great time of year to be in Florida, isn't it, in March?
Any time of year is a great time of year to be in Florida.
That's true. Especially if you love the warm weather. We got killed up here in Pennsylvania this year, and as you know, in the Northeast, it was brutal up here. So we keep talking about moving down to Florida, so that's that's fantastic. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about Franchise Payment Network, Tom, you know, and how the whole concept got started.
Yeah, sure. I've been in the payment processing space for probably about 18 years after spending most of my career in retail management, and started out working for probably the 800-pound gorilla, the largest processor in the world, and kind of tripped over franchising while I was with them, managing their association and referral partner channels for their company. And found that franchising is a really nice niche that made a lot of sense, and you needed a lot of special skills in order to really, you know, do well in the space. And working for a large organization as I was, it seemed like I got moved around a lot, or my division got moved around a lot. And every time that happened, I had to go through and reacquire marketing dollars, reacquire support services, reacquire, you know, just teaching people what the reason was and why we were doing what we were doing. So about 8 years ago, I left that company and formed Franchise Payments Network. We've been doing this, as I said, for about 8 years and have been doing a pretty good job. We've got about 150 franchise chains that endorse one or more of our products today, both U.S. and internationally.
That's fantastic. And, you know, I like how you were saying earlier, Tom, you know, I mean, franchising is it's certainly a niche audience, aren't they? I mean, you know, things are always a little different in franchising. I mean, one of the themes of our show is, you know, like, for example, when you're getting an attorney, you should get a franchise attorney or just someone who has that understanding of franchising. It is different, isn't it?
Oh, it's totally different, especially in the payment space where you've got situation where, you know, any credit card processor could do a pretty good job if a client owned all their locations and, you know, you were just managing one point of contact. But in the franchise space, it's a little bit different in that, you know, you have a chain that may endorse you and you've got the franchisor who is, you know, beating you up to get the right pricing and the right service levels and all that kind of stuff.
Sure.
But you still have to chase each individual franchisee and you still have to develop relationships with the individual franchisee to not only educate them on the value of your services, but to, you know, to manage those relationships and make sure that they're getting the most out of the relationship that they can as well.
Absolutely. That's well said. So what kind of industries and franchise concepts does Franchise Payments Network work with, Tom?
Well, again, you know, you look at it, what we've done here at FPN is said, you know, we're not going to go after any one vertical, if you will. We're not just in restaurants. We're not just in retail or service. We truly do look at franchise as its own industry and its own vertical, and we understand that the similarities that you would have operationally across all of those different verticals are what makes the most sense for us, and we've designed everything that we've done around those similarities so that if you're a restaurant, we're able to service you. If you're a service guy and you've got people out in the field in trucks, we're able to service you because you have the same challenges being in the franchise space.
Sure, absolutely. It must be interesting because you've been doing this such a long time now. I mean, to see the changes that have occurred, I guess, from, you know, when you first started 18 years ago, Tom, to what it's like today must be drastically different and I guess interesting for you as well, would you say?
Well, in the payment space, the changes have been phenomenal.
Sure.
I can remember my first business, I had a surf shop back in the late 80s, and I can remember that when I wanted to take a credit card, I went down to the bank and got set up to take credit cards, and they gave me this knuckle buster thing.
Sure.
And, you know, you put the card in it, you run it over it, and then every week they would mail you a book of credit card numbers.
Right.
If the number was in the book, you shouldn't take it.
Oh, God, isn't
that great?
You had
to look up the number.
Oh,
and then,
God.
You know, you would take those slips and you would batch them up like you would checks, and you'd list them on a deposit slip and you'd take it to the bank, and then maybe, I don't know, 2 weeks later you'd see the money in your bank account and they'd charge you like 4 or 5% for that.
Right, exactly. It is amazing how far, you know, we've come in a pretty short time, you know. I mean, 18 years ago isn't really that long ago, you know, but to see, you know, how technology just, you know, keeps changing your industry and really all industries, I find it quite fascinating. Maybe you could tell us about, you know, some of the services and offerings by FPN.
Yeah, sure. We do pretty much any kind of payment or any kind of transaction that would take place at the point of sale. So obviously we do the credit and the debit card transactions. But what's really driving a lot of our business right now is the loyalty programs. We're seeing such vast changes in the technology around loyalty and how to drive business and how to engage customers, whether it's with social media connections or email or text marketing. We're finding that that is driving a lot of our business. But we also do traditional stuff. Like I said, the credit card processing, we do ATM machines. We help automate franchisors' collection of royalties. We do ACH transactions. Really anything that would take place, between a franchisor, a franchisee, or a franchisee and their customers, we're able to facilitate moving that transaction.
That's interesting. Do you get the question, what distinguishes a franchise payments network from, your competition, Tom?
Yeah, we do. There's probably a couple thousand credit card processors out there when you take into effect, the big guys, the national ones, and then the local people that are working in local markets. And, the real thing that would distinguish us from any of them, and I'm sure that they all do a great job in the markets that they're trying to go after, is we just do franchise.
Right.
So when we designed this business, we designed everything out of that same mindset. Whereas, you go into, say, a McDonald's in Orlando, you can pretty much expect the same sort of experience and the same pricing levels and the same thing at the McDonald's in your hometown.
Mm-hmm.
So
we've
kind of done the same thing at Franchise Payments, where we take a look at a chain and we say, we understand this particular chain. We understand how they need to process at the point of sale. And we try to make that consistent through every location and help the franchisor achieve that goal. We level the pricing. So if you're the highest volume franchisee and the lowest volume franchisee, the lowest volume is going to get the benefit of all the volume that the highest volume franchisee is doing. So we aggregate all of those transactions to come up with better pricing. And then on service levels, it's the same thing. When one of your franchisees calls in, we know who you are. We're not dealing with a million different mom and pops, and it's very difficult to manage, who that person is that's calling in. If you're part of that chain and you call in, we readily know who you are, and we know what POS that you're on, and we know what the likely breakpoints are and what you're working on, so that we can manage that a lot more efficiently.
Yeah, it does. It helps to have that understanding of their business model, because you're right. I mean, there's not, there's a lot of franchisees out there. I mean, I think we're eventually approaching like that million mark. But as far as franchise systems go, 2,000, 2,500, some of the numbers I've heard, maybe even 3,000 different systems. But you're right. Well, once you've worked with those franchisees, you've had experience with that business. And I like how you can help improve their bottom line as well. I mean, that's always helpful to a franchisee as well, isn't it, to cut down on that expense?
Well, yeah, we not only cut down on their expenses, which obviously helps the individual franchisee do better, but through the loyalty programs, we actually add revenue to them, giving them ticket lift so that we can show that the average customer is going to spend, or the average loyalty customer, I should say, would spend more than the customer that's not engaged in the loyalty program.
Absolutely.
And then so all that money also flows upstream to the franchisor, so if the franchisee is doing better, the franchisor has more money through the royalty collections. They have more money to reinvest in the chain so that they can help grow the chain as well. So it kind of lifts all boats by being able to help each other out that way.
Yeah, that's well said. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about Franchise Payment Network's collaboration. I was reading with NCR Silver product rollout. Tom, how will this product and its features impact the way franchisees do business?
This kind of gets back a little bit to what we were talking about earlier about the technology and the change of technology over the past, we were talking about the past 18 years, but the POS space, oh my goodness, that technology has been moving at such a rapid pace over the last 3 to 4 years. It's really been game-changing. you know, moving from those very expensive POS boxes, I would say,
right.
you know, the,
right.
the large point of sale that you see in all the
yeah.
retailers and all the restaurants, they're very, very expensive. They're very expensive to maintain. Anytime you have to do an update to the software, typically requires them to download something from the office or having a technician come in to do
mm-hmm.
something, and
mm-hmm.
and they'll charge the merchant for that.
Sure.
You know,
absolutely.
It could be $300, $500, whatever, to
wow.
to do an update around, you know, maybe a security patch that needs to be done. And then if the hardware breaks down, replacing that hardware is very, very expensive. So what we've seen over the last probably, I would say really in the past 3 years, is a move from that type of environment over to cloud-based POS system, where most of the operating system resides in the cloud, and you can run your operation off of a very inexpensive tablet that could be, you know, set up at throughout the you know, the retailer or the restaurant.
Right.
Maybe people could even carry it around with them throughout the store and engage with customers right there. But you're on a tablet that could cost anywhere from, you know, less than $1,000 per tablet.
Right.
I've seen some of them even down into the $200-$300 range. And it's connecting through your router to the internet, and now you're being able to access all of those great features that a POS system needs to do from the internet, from an inexpensive tablet. That the tablet breaks, it's not that big of a deal to your operation. You can just go get another one for a fairly inexpensive amount of money. And so what we've been doing is really working with a lot of these POS guys that are coming out and looking at their technology. And there's a lot of great ones out there, and there's some really, really smart kids that are coming out of you know, college that are putting together some great POS systems. But the challenge is they don't really have the depth of service to understand how to service a larger chain.
Right.
And
right.
So we're real excited about being able to partner with a company like NCR, who everybody knows who NCR is.
Sure.
They're one of the
absolutely.
Largest companies out there, right?
Yeah, of course.
And they've come out with their NCR Silver product, which is just as good as any of this other stuff that people are creating out there. And so you're able to not only get all the great features of being able to do easy updates, run it from inexpensive hardware, it's open architecture API, so you can connect to different loyalty programs or different payment programs or whatever it is that you're running a lot easier. The other thing about the POS, the old school POS type thing, is they would only integrate with a few guys, and you had to use their vendor, whether it was credit card or gift
right.
and loyalty
choice.
Or whatever, payroll
yeah.
or whatever it is. You had to use their person. They would only write to that company. And with all these new cloud-based things, it's kind of opened that mentality up to where everybody's having to work more outside of the box, and truly outside
right.
of the box, in this case, no pun intended. But so it's allowing you as the business owner to say, look, I can go out and get best-in-class service. I can talk to my POS company now,
mm-hmm.
and if I need to bring in somebody else, have a different credit card vendor from a loyalty vendor or whatever, and make it all work because they're the best people for me for this particular environment, I can do that now. And that's one of the things that we're so excited about. And then to bring in a company like NCR,
of course,
who gets
yeah.
it.
Exactly.
You know, if we have an issue with NCR, it's not like I'm calling somebody that's working out of their dorm room.
Sure, absolutely.
They've got the backing behind them, and they understand how to work with merchants. So we handle the customer service up front, but from a technology standpoint, we always know that there's somebody there that we can count on to take care of the issues.
You wonder what's next, I mean, in the industry in general. You know, I mean, as you said, Tom, I mean, it seems like with technology, I mean, it just keeps changing so rapidly, you know. I mean, it's just, it really is quite fascinating, you know, and to have someone like yourself who's been doing this such a long time now, I guess it must be interesting for you, you know what I mean, to here you are still in the industry 18 years later, you know, and it seems like it's probably, you know, just listening to you, it's probably more interesting now than it's ever been in the 18 years you've been working it.
Oh, it's moving at a crazy pace right now. Every morning, I mean, the first thing I do when I get up is I go online and I check out some of the trades that, you know, the online trades that I'm looking at to see what's
right.
going on today because
exactly.
there truly is something new happening every day. And it's a challenge because you have to try to figure out, okay, is this going to be the real thing or is this just, you know, some cool thing that somebody's talking about today?
Yeah.
And so you really do look at, you know, who are the big players out there and what are they doing? I mean, I'm really following, you know, what's going on with Google and what's going on with
mm-hmm.
Apple and,
sure.
and,
yeah.
and, you know, what they're doing and how are they going to integrate payments and loyalty into, you know, new things that, you know, like the iWatch should be out this year. That's exciting to me
right.
because it,
yeah.
instead of having to pull your phone out of your pocket or your purse, you're now able to just wave it, I think, in front of a little sensor
right.
at the point of sale and be able to make a choice as to what card you want to pay with, and out you go.
It is. I know. It really is. It's exciting. This interview has been great for me. I'm going to have my students listen to the show because we were talking about this topic last week as far as increasing revenue through customer loyalty programs. I mean, they still use this number in marketing that it's 7 to 10 times more expensive to get a new customer than to keep an old one. You know, so the loyalty programs particularly come in handy increasing revenue. And then we talked about the importance of decreasing expenses and how you do that. And I think that, you know, your business, Franchise Payment Network, does that for franchisees. And I think that's, you know, so important, particularly at, you know, at their level. So what's next then for you, Tom? I mean, where do you see the company maybe, you know, like 3 to 5 years down the road?
Well, I think, you know, we're just kind of tapping into what our potential is at this point. You know, we've got 150 franchise chains that endorse us. Well, there's, what, 3,000 of them out there, so we've
something
got a long
like that,
way to
yeah.
go. We've got a long
That's
way
true.
To go as far as that goes. And,
That's
you know,
true.
The technology is going to be the driver of a lot of that engagement. We're very excited to watch what's going on. We've got, you know, big changes in our industry with, you know, chip and pen, where, you know, all the credit cards are now going to have chips on them and
right.
you enter a pen number. So we're watching that in combination with near field communication to see if those two things together will engage more customers while they're in the store and while they're walking around in the store. And maybe you would have intel on a particular customer that's in your store that they were there last week and, you know, they bought a sweater and now you can offer them a pair of slacks to go with them because you know what their history is.
Incredible.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, you would know from their loyalty program, you're gathering data about what their birthday is and what their wife's birthday is or anniversary and, you know, what their children, what kind of sports they're involved in, that sort of thing. You can gather all that data so that you would know how to individually approach a customer and what sort of items to offer them and what time of year to offer those items based on what you're gathering in the loyalty program. And that gets back to how you're able to get more revenue out of a customer, engage them more, and have a more personal experience. So it's exciting times, and we're looking forward to every new day. So
that's fantastic. What's the best way our listeners, Tom, can get more information on your services? Any websites that you'd like them to go to?
Oh, yeah, thank you. Yeah, they can just go to franchisepayments.net.
Okay.
Or they can follow me on Twitter at franpaynet.
That's fantastic. I'm going to be one of those followers, by the way.
Great.
I think this is a great service, and I'd really like to invite you back next year, and we'll talk more about technology again, Tom. I think this is fascinating.
I'd love to, Marty. Thank you.
It's my pleasure, Tom. We'll be right back with more Franchise Interviews.
Yeah. hatred, a charmed existence without thought, just to see what it might bring.